Good morning. We are continuing our discussion of wintertime or summertime. Who decides in the shul, in the Beis Medrash, on the bus, public areas, if the windows and doors, in effect, should be open or closed? So last time we saw the approach of a number of the poskim, amongst them Rav Nevin Sal and the Mishpatei HaTorah, that it depends. If it's during the summer, the default is that we leave the windows open. And even if a minority of the people want the windows open, we adhere to that default and open the windows. On the other hand, in the winter months when it's cold out, the default is windows are closed. See, even if a minority of people want the windows closed, we adhere to their request and the windows indeed are closed. So that is approach number one, a very classic approach to this issue. A second approach is what we're going to see today. We'll see actually a second and a third approach. So the second approach goes like this. The Rivavos Ephraim was asked sometimes in a classroom. So the same thing applies in the classroom, that one person is cold, and even if he wears an outer jacket or something like that, he bulks up, he's still going to be cold. So that's not a solution for us. And the question is it permitted to keep the windows open as everyone else desires, or should we keep it closed because we have one individual who's going to be cold? And he says, Venira, it appears to him, so that there's a fundamental difference between discomfort from people who are going to be hot and discomfort from those who are going to be cold. So he says, those are going to be hot. It's simply, it's an inconvenience. They're not comfortable. It's not pleasant, but they're not going to get sick because they're very hot. That's not something that typically would happen, that somebody's going to catch a cold because he was too hot. Some people in the summer, they're schwitzing. It's just unpleasant, highly unpleasant, but we don't have people getting sick in the summers because they got overheated. However, when it comes to, unless it's outrageously hot, and then we have a sakana, then we endure. But under normal circumstances, if they're hot, a normal amount of heat, that's not going to put somebody out. However, when it comes to cold, if somebody indeed is cold, then somebody can get sick. So we'll have a health concern here. They can catch a cold or worse. So accordingly says, even though it's one person, but you can't cause damage to even an individual. Then he says it's poshut, lichaora, that the window should be closed. So we see here the second approach is we go after the cold, and the cold is kovea. That's what's going to decide. And if we have even one person that says he's cold and wants those windows closed, that is what we are going to adhere to. The Avne Yashbe says a similar thing. He says as follows. He heard from Adam Gadol that those who want the windows closed, they decide. If they're cold, that is their decision. And he said the same rationale from before, because somebody who's cold indeed can get sick. Somebody who's hot is simply going to be not feeling very pleasant and not comfortable, but they won't get sick. And the Mishnas Yosef brings as follows. I'll quote it. Mikubal bazeh psak hagon Rav Shmuel Salant. What has been accepted is the decision, the psak of Rav Shmuel Salant, the Rav of Yerushalayim, sheyesh li yischashev im harotza chalon sagor, that we indeed have to adhere to the request of somebody who wants the window closed. Why? So he quotes the famous concept, and he says, look in Shulchan Aruch, Shimon Reish Ayin Vav for this, shekol cholim eitzel sina. Everyone is a chole, is somebody who's sick when it comes to being cold. When it comes to being cold, in other words, somebody who's cold can easily get sick. That's the default. So he continues, v'zeh shetzarech rak avir lahanato. Somebody wants air just for his anah, so he'll feel better. He's got to be flexible on this, and he has to give in. And the window indeed should not be open. So that is the approach of the Rivavos Ephraim, the Avne Yashbe. We see that's Rav Shmuel Salant's psak. And in the parentheses there, after bringing the psak of Rav Shmuel Salant, the Mishnah Yosef says as follows, the imharotza chalom patuach tzarech refuah. What if we're talking about somebody who has a sickness, he's not going to be well, or he has to get better, and he needs the air for that purpose, so he needs the window open because he has a difficult time. His example is he has a difficult time breathing without fresh air, v'chadome, and something similar. It's not just a matter of he wants to be comfortable, but he has a real physical ailment, so he should sit by the door, or he should turn towards the window and open it in a way that it won't disturb other people. Okay, so that's approach Number two, when we'll call it holech achar hakar, we're going to let the cold decide, because the cold is what causes damage to people. And if anyone wants that window closed, even one person, because he is cold, hakol choli meitzel atzina, and that is that person's rightful decision, then the tzibur would have to adhere to it. And the third approach is that we go after the majority. Majority rule, regardless of the season, regardless of an individual saying, I'm going to be cold and I'm going to get sick. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says as follows, Ein din keitzad yasu. There's no really halacha specifically on this, elisha b'derek klal, but our default is what the normal hanhag is, but kaitz cham, in the summer it's hot, ubechorav kar, and in the winter it's closed, so you adhere to that. Then you would close the windows in the winter and you'd open them in the summer. But then he says, aval im yesh siba shirotzim liskor b'kaitz, but if there's a reason that the people there in the shul, in the base medrash, in the classroom want to close the windows in the summer, or liftoach b'choref, or they want to open them in the dead of winter, lichaora mistaver, it appears to me that we go after the majority rule, like in all things. So the majority will rule would decide. That's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky says in the Shari Amuna. And then there's in the Asifas Yitzchak, they had a follow-up question to Rav Kanievsky, Ha'im hua din im echad ha'anashim chole v'rotza ha'chalon sagur. How about if somebody there is sick and he wants the window closed, will we say we still go after the majority? So in other words, if we have a majority saying that they want to open the window, and we have somebody who says, I am sick, I need that window closed, what would we do in that situation if the rule is that we go by majority rule? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky answered as follows, Im ein yachol atzeis l'makom acher, if that person who's sick cannot find another place, there's not another area in that room, maybe even another room elsewhere that he can go to and maintain the heat that he needs to not get further sick, yesh ladun kama yachol haziklo, we have to look into this, how damaged can he really be? So if it's a little bit, he's going to be uncomfortable, he's sniffling, then the majority would rule, apparently. But if the guy is going to get incredibly sick, then maybe we have to make accommodations for him, and then there are obviously a lot of gradations in the middle of that. So we're going to leave that vague, but on a high level, just to recap where we are right now, we have three major approaches of the poskim. The first is it depends the season. If it's the summer, we leave the windows open. If it's the winter, we close the windows. That's approach number one. Approach number two is we go after the cold. Cold causes people to become sick. Accordingly, even if a minority and possibly even one, we saw the opinion, even one can be kovea. If he is cold, we're going to have to adhere to his wishes and close the windows. And the third approach is Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that we go by majority rule. And Amir Tashem, we will continue on this very important topic tomorrow.